Howard Alley, talking all things on the small screen with Steve Malk from the TV Binge Box Podcast.
20 to 8, Malksy. Good to have you back, brother.
It's good to be back. Hello, Alley. Hello, Bilko.
Morning, Malksy. Now, listen, I've got a big question to ask you. And you know my head's up my backside a lot of the time with being organised and knowing what's what and what's on.
Look, you work with Bilko.
You said it, not me.
Malksy wants the co-host job, doesn't he, when I go?
Bachelor. Now, I've had a lot on the last couple of weeks, so I'm not up to speed with it. But, I mean, I'm watching Survivor last night, and in the ads it's like, oh, Bachelor's on 10play. And I'm thinking, has this just been totally punted off the regular free-to-air? Now it's just on 10play? What's the go?
Ken are absolutely trying to use their best Jedi mind tricks, Ali, because this has been the worst rating series of The Bachelor yet.
Okay.
And, like, diabolically bad.
Yeah. Okay.
So they're really keen for it to finish up, and certainly they'd be hoping it. And, look, for just television reasons, you'd be hoping that it does good business tomorrow night. Mm. But, no, it is still playing on Channel 10. and it is still at 7:30, believe it or not.
7:30 tomorrow night. And then is it the final Thursday night?
That's correct. So tonight it's basically we cut down from 4 to 3, I think it is, and then or 3 to...
3 to 2, two
then,
maybe, yeah.
Yeah, and then Thursday makes the very tough decision, and there's all the glamorous, you know, guessing as they get out of the limousine is my favourite game.
Yes, me too.
Hey, speaking of reality TV, The Block, of course, creating all sorts of controversy with this production schedule and who's been lying, who hasn't been. I mean, look, it's got people interested in the show, but seriously, Malksy, it's a ratings poison to try and get more eyes on the show and realise that, oh, my God, you know, Scotty Cam's a, you know what? Out of this, Scotty Cam looks like a real complete mongrel, and I think someone needs to give him a bit of comeuppance, and I'm glad Luke's doing that.
Wow, there's so much in that, whatever that question was, Bilko. Holy crap.
Malksy,
have seen the rant he went on yesterday, and he goes, who really cares? He's a tool and all this. I said, mate, I think you care.
If I was on that show, Malksy, I'd be saying to Scott Cam, you know what, turd, I'm going to do what I want. I would create so much controversy that it would blow Luke out of the water. That's how you play this game. Is that correct?
Did you just call Scott Cam a toad?
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll push past that. Look, the reality of it is The Block is a competition where those five couples, partnership groups, have the chance to win just, honestly, millions of dollars, plus the $100,000 on top of whatever they sell their property for. So it is serious business. For someone to have an advantage... knowing what the schedule is, what's coming, that's real. Like, that plays into it. And when you're in that pressure environment of The Block, that means heaps. So it would be, for example, like if you're running a 100-metre race and you got to start at about 75 metres, or you got to start 3 seconds before everybody else. That's the kind of advantage that this is in the context of The Block. So it's understandable they're all upset. It is real drama. Absolutely, they are leaning into it because it adds a whole extra layer of, I mean, have a look. In the last two nights, how much renovating have we seen?
Not much.
It's all been about, you know, this blow-up about the thing. And let me tell you, it does kind of get resolved tonight. However, it does spill into Sunday's reveal, of course. And I have an insider, a producer, who's told me that while it, air quotes, gets resolved, it does not. It absolutely spikes and the relationships are broken from here on in.
Wow.
When you're building a house, you want to have a really good relationship with your neighbours because, you know, you need to look can we trucks and forgiveness and all of those sorts of things. When you're all building, mate, you really need to get along and they are not getting along.
Yeah, okay.
So if the ratings had been out of the water, like, say, they were like Voice types ratings, the producers would have, what, minimised this or would it still have been playing a major story role?
Look, I think that the Voice is just a data point that's way outside of every... something we didn't expect. So if the Voice wasn't around, I think you'd be seeing The Block probably hit close to a million. But the last two nights, it's hit over 800,000, which is the highest it's done this season. And two of them were up against The Voice anyway, which did over a million. So The Voice finishes in a couple of weeks' time. The Block has still got 6 weeks to run.
Yeah,
more. 8 weeks to run. So, you know, the reality is that The Block is about to get up there and continue to do massive business.
I just think
off the back of this.
Contestants are just learning that they've got to become a drama-filled, obsessive person with attitude to actually cut out through, you know, just to stand out more. And I think the more people give it to Scott, because I think Scott Cairns's been doing it so long, he comes across like, you know, he knows everything. And I know that's the role he plays.
That's the context. Yeah.
Mm, I just think someone needs to stand up to him. And I think a contestant is yet to do that. And I'd like to see more of that.
I don't want to make it sound like Nine have done everything right. I personally think they've got the casting really wrong this season. And then when this drama plays out, I actually think it saves them a little bit, because the poor casting actually starts to play into it. There are very clear lines drawn after the body corporate meeting that happens tonight, and they do not get fixed. So it is on for young and old from here on in, and definitely worth tuning into the block.
Do you think they would potentially cast someone like Bilko in the future?
God, there's no way Bilko would get on the block. Oh, I probably would, because he doesn't know which end of a hammer to hold.
Well, him and Ness, his wife, would be perfect, because she's a handy woman at home.
It would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Our relationship would be destroyed. You can't do that to us.
I'm going
to
hit Ness up about that.
That's the reality of it, right? It would probably break you.
Anyway, check out the block tonight. Before you go, well, we have to honour Ed Asner, of course, 91, one of the most prolific actors. He's been in a lot of movies, mate. He passed on over the weekend, but of course the Mary Tyler Moore Show was the biggest show he was in. And that Lou Grant follow-up about 10 years later.
Yeah, look, phenomenal. And not only did he have a great some TV career in the 70s, rumoured to be that he actually, Lou Grant got cancelled because he, you know, stuck with the union in Hollywood and actually supported writers and, the crew that work on the shows and all of those sorts of things at a really critical time. But, of course, he went on to do a whole bunch of great stuff. You know, he played Santa Claus in a movie. And, of course, I think, you know, for me, his biggest career move was playing the old grumpy guy from the film Up.
Yeah, I saw the accolades coming out for that year. Ed Asner, one of the greats of Hollywood. Mulksy, thank you so much for your time this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Mulksy.
What's on the black box this week, mate?
Jeepers. Look, not as many arguments as last week, but we do talk about the block. We do talk about, in fact, what's coming in Q4, the back bit of the year for 7, 9 and 10. And let me tell you, the sale of them, the cupboard got a little bare a little quick.